Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
It's not actually Tracy Martin. You may have heard earlier that Tracy is no longer joining us because she's got lots of other important things to do, so she can't keep this up regularly, which is sad. But she did say she'll talk to us because she's got a soft spot for us. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on air, but in the sense that because we are student radio, and but I think, you know, people should give us their time, you know? Yeah. But anyway, Jenny Marcroft of Ngāpuhi is a list member for New Zealand First, and she's going to be with us for the foreseeable future. Given it's our first chat, I thought I'd take the chance just to get to know her a bit better.
So I'm a mum with a almost 17-year-old daughter, and I live just north of Auckland. Well, it's actually North Auckland now. It's Matakana. So we have a couple of horses. That's our sort of our love and our passion and our hobby. And I've been a broadcaster prior to coming into Parliament for almost 30 years. So pretty much, I suppose, I'm very familiar with, you know, chatting to people on a regular basis. Predominantly, I was a newsreader, but also hosted heaps of breakfast shows over the years. Also, too, a lot of news. Predominantly, I was a newsreader with TV3 in the late 90s and early 2000s, and then sort of radio network news through various incarnations of independent radio news, then Radio Live and News Hub, as we sort of merged into that News Hub conglomeration. So yeah, so right up until June last year, I was working in a newsroom, being launched into a whole new career, which is pretty exciting really. And in fact, I sort of think that there are a lot of skills that broadcasters have that are really ideally transferable into the political realm, and I'm surprised that not more broadcasters do this particular job,
especially because they see and they read about and they write about the issues every day. So
absolutely, and I think I've come to a personal reason why broadcasters don't tend to come into the spaces. Broadcasters, you know, you love to communicate, we're very passionate about that, we're passionate about issues, but I think we like to be liked. There's that sort of element of our personalities as broadcasters, and when you come into politics, you know you're going to be hated. You just know that they're going to rain it down on you at some point. And you know, there'll be people that really absolutely agree with your policies and your politics, and then there'll be other sections of society that absolutely are diametrically opposed to that. And I think that as a broadcaster is really hard to handle the lack of love coming at you. So yeah, so it's an interesting space to be in.
Yeah, I wonder how I would fare with that. Anyway, why did you go into politics then?
Well, I think one of the things that I realised was, you know, particularly in news, and certainly sort of not news so much in the last couple of years, because the way we report has really morphed into a more clickbait type of news reporting. But previously, in the newsroom, you were very neutral. You didn't let your political opinion sway the reporting of that news. So I think for many years, I kept in check my personal opinion, and I didn't really let that be expressed, and there was no avenue to express it in my work. So I think I just got to the point where I thought, crikey, it's time to use my voice. And it's time to serve my community in another way. And those sort of feelings and ideas sort of manifest at a time when it became available, that through my connections, I was able to step inside a party, and that was New Zealand First. And fortunately, I was very lucky that I was able to get high up on the list and then, lo and behold, into Parliament in a very short space of time. So, you know, my transition was very quick, but it was I wouldn't say planned, because I'd never ever thought I would go into politics, but it just, the door opened and I got shoved in.
And then what? What do you, you know, how do you begin to transition into becoming a politician?
Well, I think we've become with passion, and if you come with passion about issues, then and then also to coming into government. So that was really interesting to do that, because I automatically came into a role where we all sat, the caucus sat around looking at all the policy documents that we wanted to take into negotiations. So I sort of had this, I got immersed in our policy straight away, and that a period of time enabled me to to look and see where I could fit inside policy areas. So then we, once the government was formed, we were able to look at, okay, whose skills and passions fit with different portfolio areas. I've ended up with 8 portfolio areas. Broadcasting, obviously, is a passion of mine, so I now have that portfolio to look after. Conservation and environment, and they were kind of 2 policy areas and portfolio areas that I don't really think New Zealand First has done a heck of a lot with in terms of public perception. So I'm really, you know, I am a bit of a greenie. I've probably called myself a black green. So I'm really pleased that I've got those areas to look at. And in particular, I've just embraced the whole Cody dieback issue because I believe that's something that we really need to throw the kitchen sink at. The last government didn't do enough. They certainly put money into it, but they haven't really arrested it at all. In fact, we're seeing the closure of the Waitakere Ranges, and we just need to get a lid on it absolutely quickly. As kaitiaki of these beautiful taonga, we need to do something more about it. So my own natural passion and areas, I've been able to transfer them into portfolio areas within the party. So that's kind of how you transition.
Yeah. So, because you don't have any specific delegations apart from your select committee responsibilities, how do you, you know, how does that work in terms of you operating within the different portfolios?
So basically I have 8 portfolios. So because we're in government, I work directly. I have health as one of my portfolio areas. So I work directly with Dr. Clark, the Honourable Dr. Clark. He's the Minister of Health. So I have regular meetings with him. We talk through the cabinet papers that are coming in. So I do have direct responsibility. And so I feed back to our caucus. And basically if the Minister has cabinet paper, we put New Zealand First lens over it. So I'm having a lot of impact and responsibility in my portfolio areas. So I've got health, ACC, environment and conservation, as well as art, culture and heritage, and I have broadcasting, communications and IT, and human rights. So as well as those portfolio areas that I'm working actively with the relevant ministers on a direct basis, I'm also on 2 select committees. So I'm on the Environment Select Committee and also the Māori Affairs Select Committee.
What I do want to touch on today, given that there is going to be quite a big budget announcement tomorrow, I guess, how does New Zealand First feel going into this budget?
Well, I think we're pretty excited because, of course, it's the first budget of our new coalition government. And I was with the Minister, the Honourable Eugenie Sage, on the weekend, along with James Shaw, as we announced our budget for conservation. And that was $81.3 million for predator control. So we've got more coming in that environment and conservation space coming out tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting to be involved in. There's a big health budget coming out, so that's for me very exciting as well with my health portfolio hat on.
There are commentators saying that this will be bad for the economy. How do we make sure that it's not, or how do you make sure that, I mean, some areas are going to lose out, right?
Well, I think what we've set as a government is that there is so much need. There is definite major lacking of infrastructure throughout Auckland, so those needs need to be met. There are health needs which weren't being taken care of in the last government. They need to be looked at. There's housing issues, you know, reducing poverty, getting people homeless off the streets and into warm, safe, dry homes. You know, so there is a big social need that has been the focus of our government, and those needs are being taken care of.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.